During the late fall of 1850, the U.S. government was to pay an annuity to the tribes in northeast Minnesota, Michigan's UP, and northern Wisconsin as part of an earlier treaty. Now, 154 years later, 50 people gathered for the 6th annual ceremony remembering what some call the Sandy Lake Death March. Bob Lane says even today, tribal life can conflict with the white man's world.
I'm a native myself, and I'm growing up in the white man's world, so I'm just trying to get back into the ways.
The ceremony began by passing around an eagle's feather.
We gather here to honor our forefathers, our people that suffered and died, and prayed to the Creator and to the spirits of our grandfather and the grandmothers, and ask them that we give some peace to our people who have died either here on the site or on their traveled journeys home.
About a dozen people climbed into a canoe to paddle across the lake, as the Indians would have done in 1850. Lac des Flambeau band member Fred Molson says on his canoe trip across the lake would have been like 1850.
They had to walk back in the fall and the winter, and they kept them here until it was too hard to even cross by canoe. So they had to, you know, carry all the people that they had died on the way, and it's something that I think about on the way home. I mean, that's a long ways from my reservation to come here.
Molson estimates his trip home to Lac des Flambeau is about 230 miles, a long way on foot in the winter of 1850. 400 people died on that walk. Now, a monument stands in remembrance of those people and of that failed attempt to relocate tribes by the federal government. In Superior, Nick Pelletier, Wisconsin Public Radio.